No, you fuck that. You don't even got to do no introduction.
Yeah, we really don't. Shit, y'all know who it is. David Young Pharaoh and my boy Childish Rare. Been a good minute, bro. I remember you told me we haven't did this shit since July. A lot of stuff happened last year. Oh, a lot of stuff. He laughing right now because it's like, we haven't did it for so long. We haven't did it for a good minute. It's been so long. Really been so long. But we've been good. Everything been good. It just been a crazy year last year. We got to have a new episode out. Mm-hmm. We had to. But this episode ain't going to be that long, though, because we've been doing stuff.
And tell them why.
I'll tell you why. Because I finally got my PC case. I'm building my PC case this year. I finally got it. And I did it on my channel. Did the video on my channel.
Yeah, just like what Davian said earlier, as the introduction, we haven't did this since July.
Yep.
Of 2023, we was coming up on almost a year with no podcasting. I don't know. Davian, tell them why we didn't, or why, no, what's your opinion on why you stopped podcasting, or why you lost interest in it?
You sure? Cause you
Tell them. You gotta be honest to the people.
I feel like I don't want to tell our personal business.
No, not that. But just like why we lost interest and why we've been on the hiatus for like months, almost a year. You don't gotta tell me your personal business. Just say why you almost quit.
I want to say almost. Yeah, almost quit.
No, because you almost quit. That text you sent me, you was like, you said, I don't want nothing to do with podcasts anymore. I mean, you said, I'll do it again in the future, but I'm done with that. That's literally your words. Now tell them.
Yeah, it's just because I feel like we both would, and then plus, I'm going to be honest, because we both would drain out, bro. We really would just drain the fuck out. And then we was drained out doing podcasting. Then doing our content on our channels. So come on, bro. If we would been out, it would drain it. And then plus, we wasn't podcasting, doing videos, FaceTiming. I mean, not FaceTiming. Oh, I'm tripping. I'm reading something. But we wasn't like doing our type of podcasting. We ain't doing videos yet of podcasting. Like we on our computer talking and chilling. We just literally just doing audio podcasting. So that drained a lot. And then we had to edit all the time, 30 minutes episodes, 50 minutes. So that started getting, I started getting tired of it. So yeah, that's the reason. And I keep trying to focus on my content on my channels about science, gaming, and then
which
I had to edit that.
Needs to upload now.
I just upload like 2 weeks, like 3 weeks ago though.
But yeah, now my reason for why.
Yeah, tell them why.
Well, for brief, I'm being honest, I forgot the password to the Spotify Anchor website.
You did?
But then I realized I didn't, and I had to email, so I just reset it, and then I was like, is it worth doing it again? I was like, probably not. Then I guess we got busy with work and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just started posting on YouTube from now on. I've been doing my YouTube stuff. I've been doing great. I've been seeing a lot of subscribers. A lot of new subscribers, actually. They are joining in on the journey to the 1,000 sub count, which we're about halfway there. We just got to make it to the 700.
Yeah.
I've just been uploading video gameplays. I'm trying to work on my craft. I'm trying to work on my editing skills, which they are doing good. I'm trying to work on doing more of like Photoshop stuff, but here's the thing. Adobe Creative Cloud costs. I mean, yeah, it's free to download, and then once you download it, you get the free subscription for all the apps like Illustrator for like animation and like making 3D art. I've had those apps in the past, even when I had my MacBook. I feel like Adobe only works on like Apple products, not like PC.
PC.
Like, even if you have a 4090 with the best specs, like overpowered, it still doesn't work that good. But it may run smooth, but I feel like those apps are only just made for Mac. But anyway, I just been doing my YouTube grind, and I was like, I'm not doing podcasts anymore. Because
yep.
I couldn't get no people to join.
Yeah, good.
Like, I would get my high hopes up, and they wouldn't join. And then it's like, it's just me and Divya's in here talking, as usual, yeah, running out of topics, running out of things to say. It's just
a damn plus. And then plus, just like earlier, I said we wasn't doing video like on the computers, like showing our faces talking, like on Google. Cause you know how I seen Israel 85 and his cousin Boots, like they do podcast talking on camera on their computer. Zoom call. Yeah,
you could do that, but I've did that before. It didn't sound too good. This sounds better.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't use Zoom. I think they used something with Google, though. Cause
I don't know what they use.
And then, plus, they had, like, you know, good quality mic. So, yeah, that's different.
And now, clear cameras. Before I upgraded to this mixer, we was doing it on Zoom.
Yeah.
With no face.
It yeah, was just, I seen it, too. I was like, how the fuck is they doing this? Like, how y'all was doing
it? It was just us using, and we had people download Zoom app on their phones or computers, and then they would join us. That's how we was doing podcast episodes, and I was editing them on GarageBand. But now we do it differently. Now, in this episode, I don't even know how I'm gonna edit this one. Probably CapCut. Yeah. Oh, that's I forgot.
What about CapCut. Free? What about like free apps though? You never tried using those free apps?
And they don't really work too good. What I want to do. But anyway, Devian, CapCut is good too. But anyway, like I was saying, I've edited a few videos on there, and it's good because CapCut allows you to edit some audio with the video, or you can cut it out. But what I use right now currently to edit is just Microsoft Clipchamp. It's free. I use that to edit most of my videos. I'm getting good with some edits now. Before I came over to Adavion's house, I was doing a video so I can get it out so I can have some stuff to post. Video.
I can't wait to start posting, bro. I can't wait. This shit gonna be funny.
The video I was trying to post was, I mean, not trying to post, but I was recording. It's called Haunted Mind.
Haunted Mind?
Yeah. And then the other one I recorded was, I don't even know. I saved it though. But it feels like most of the games I play on PC is on this gaming website, which I'm glad I found. It's called itch.io.
Oh yeah, I remember you.
Everything
told me
is
about
on
it.
That website.
Yeah, that when you got that Christmas gameplay you did, I think, from which, that website.
I wish that video would have done good. It only got like 19 views. I was like, what?
Yeah, but your playtime video, that shit hit 10K.
Yeah,
oh, you definitely need to. You need to bring up that hater too.
Which one?
The hater you're talking about.
Yeah, screw him.
Your gameplay too long or something? Then you told me. I'm like,
you know what? I'm gonna talk about it. So there's this. Okay, I'm gonna just say there's this person that watches my videos, and he put in the comments, you got to work on your commentary and your editing skills, because one of your videos is like you were stuck on a puzzle and then you just skipped to the next part where you finally figured it out. It was like you looked it up or something. I was like, first of all, I didn't look it up. That video was rushed. Do you know how long that video was? It was like an hour long. I'm not going to sit there.
Exactly.
And do no.
Every damn thing.
It's a one person who's running that channel. I'm not finna, like, if I had a team that was helping me, but no, I don't. I do all the edits. That's why it's like that, and it's perfect. Nobody else is saying anything different.
Yeah,
it was good. The video still did good, so screw that.
Exactly. And guess what? I told you. I said, you see what happened when you do it your way.
It's terrible. Also, I've been getting a lot of recognition. If I said that right. Recognition. Yeah. I've been getting a lot of recognition lately by people watching my videos. So, apparently, a few people or one person in particular joined my Discord server. Yeah. Devin was like, I didn't know you still did Discord.
Yeah, I didn't know, because I thought you were just editing your shit, like just focused on making content. Like,
I still got my Discord for certain people.
Yeah, I can't do it. I got to understand everything about Discord.
It's just for, no, actually, it's pretty easy, but I just had Discord because I can make a server for a community for, like, all my fans or, like, subscribers that know me on YouTube. They could join that server and they could look at updates and videos. Yeah. You can get videos, ideas. That's why I got Discord. But one person joined, he was like, hey, if you need help with any gaming videos, edits, or thumbnails, I can do them for you.
Yeah, I was like, my boy's spreading everywhere now.
And I showed Devian, I sent Devian a screenshot, and I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah. That's crazy. You're going to get more, too, bro. You're going to get more followers on Discord and more members. You're going to have a big-ass fan base, bro. Real shit.
No, you are, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Unsorted VHS. I still haven't played that yet.
You did? I thought you did. No, you sent me that, like, when?
Yeah.
Last week, you were talking about, you going to play it and stuff.
I sent you that Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. So, like...
Oh, shit, it's Friday.
A few days ago. Anyway.
Man, I thought it was...
And then that girl that Devian showed me on what TikTok. Girl? That girl that said that she got the herpes.
Oh, I remember that. That shit.
I found her. I was like, well, as long as it's not contagious, I guess.
Oh, hell no. You nasty. I still hate it. Ew, no.
You wouldn't?
Fuck no.
You wrap it up, Devian.
I don't get no. No, I can't.
I mean, she said in her video that it, like, even if you still hit it, like, you still can't get it.
I ain't trust no bitch. That bitch probably depressed. She ain't about to give me herpes and AIDS.
Let me find that damn.
Cause that shit was wild. Cause bro, I sent you that shit. I'm like, wait, what the fuck did she just say?
So
nasty bitch.
Actually, I offer various services like thumbnail editing, video editing. I would love to edit your videos. Are you interested? Then I was like, okay, how much do you charge? And can you send me a few examples of your work? But then I was like, I don't need a video editor. That's I gotta pay for you to edit my videos. But anyway, I've been chilling though, just not podcasting. I've been all right. Just working, trying to find new jobs, you know. Nothing interesting happened.
Yeah, because Childers, his ass tired at the airport. He keep telling, like, every time I ask him how everything going, he keep talking about, hey, I'm tired of this fucking job. But
the job market sucks for 2024. You can't find nothing.
Yeah, blame Joe Biden, bitch ass.
Can't find nothing. It's like, if you got a job, you better keep it, because if you leave that one or get fired, you going to be waiting. And I've seen on TikTok where everybody was talking about, I've applied to over 150 jobs and I got no callbacks and all this stuff.
You seen the one with the college, like, I forgot, it was a black woman. She said, I got a college degree on it and I still can't find a job. Like, ooh.
I tell you, school does not work, even if you get the degree.
Unless you find like something in technology, I'm not talking about no science, because let's be honest, a lot of science degree is not good for jobs. Real shit, you won't probably even find a job for it.
Nah.
Like, panology.
My friend got his degree in computer science. I was like, you're not going to find a job down here.
Yeah, you might have to move different states on it. That one's saying certain degree, you got to make sure.
Computer science, I wish we had more jobs that paid more down here.
For real.
They don't. Move. That's why everybody leaves this place.
I want to leave too. But
I think we know a loophole.
Oh,
that's been around for ages and people still do it. You got a lie on your resume. Like just say you got these degrees and stuff. You have to. It seems like you got to do it for this year because ain't nobody hiring.
I ain't gonna lie. I would think about lying a lot on a resume too.
Like just say you got your degree in this one or your certification in this one. Like, are they really going to be checking and then like...
I don't even think they do.
During the interview process, are they really going to be asking... Can I see some documents? Are they really going to be asking that? Nope.
Unless your ass say that, I work at this place, and then they call that place, and then your ass never worked there. Your ass done.
Yeah, it's just stupid how the world works, America works. That's why I gotta leave America. Definitely come with me.
No, I ain't gonna lie, I would leave. I don't know about leaving the country, but ain't like it gotta be somewhere, and it gotta be, cause these the main countries I think I'll move to. Ghana, West Africa, somewhere like Ghana, South Africa, and Japan, and Canada. Now, I might just go to Canada because it's more closer to America, and I just fly over there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Also Egypt. No, I ain't gonna lie. I can't live in Egypt. I ain't gonna lie. That shit look too dry over there. The country.
It's probably hot in the summer.
Hot as fuck too. It's like, nah, I'm good. But I don't want to move somewhere that snow either.
Damien, I spent $600.
On what? God damn. You just keep.
No, but this was a needed purchase. I needed it.
What, so,
Jordan? No. I would never spend that on a pair of shoes. I don't even wear stuff. Like, there's clothes from high school. Before I told you, I got stuff I haven't wore. Anyway, yeah, I spent $600 on a new mattress.
Oh, the mattress. Oh, yeah, I seen it, too. It's nice. It's a nice mattress. But I really even see it, but he just showed me when he was fixing his computer. I was like, oh, I forgot you got a new mattress. That shit nice.
It's comfortable. It's big. It was much needed because I wasn't getting any sleep on my other one.
What? You had a bad back? You had a bad back?
No, it's just not that. It's just like it sunk in, like the springs broke.
I ain't gonna lie. This one's like, sunken in too, right?
But it's like
here.
Right in the middle. It's like uncomfortable. I had to get rid of it. I don't even know. I don't even weigh that much.
I'm finna say my shit's sunken in right here because I sleep on the left part a lot.
How you sleep? On your side, back, stomach?
Oh, hell no. I can't sleep on my stomach. I sleep on the side. Sometimes I sleep on the left or the right.
So you're like a side sleeper?
Yeah.
I'm a side sleeper. Right. But then I figured out you are Mr. Pharaoh. What got you into doing content creation?
Oh, because I just love talking about stuff. Yeah, that what got me into doing it. And then plus, I remember I told you, I always want to learn to do animation. I can create my own stuff, and I can be my own, like creating my own shit that I want from animation, art, science video, gaming. And I just love creating content. I've always been love, but I just never knew how to start it off until, you know, since 2022, I started getting more into it. I was like, oh, I love making content more.
Man, I've been wanting to do content creation since middle school, since eighth grade, since 2013. But I didn't have any money at the time.
That too.
I didn't have the right proper equipment. I always wanted to build an audience on YouTube just by playing games or streaming or doing that.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what I was born to do because I like that kind of stuff.
That too, but I just didn't want to do content either. I wanted to do something that mostly I want to do everything though.
That's why I bought this, the podcast stuff.
Yep,
podcast other stuff,
technology, science stuff, like just everything, like art.
And then I'm seeing books. All my favorite YouTubers. I'm like, how are they recording gameplay this smooth? So you know, I'm doing a ton of research. I'm like, okay. When I get a job, I'm save up, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, I'm going to get this. And then, you know, over time, you know, you get the stuff, you start doing your own settings, and then you just go from there. That's how I started.
Yeah. Now, when it came to me making game content, I just use my PlayStation, and then I just edit it from my iPhone. But, oh, my God, them editing took forever to do. I had to make sure I had enough storage.
Ooh.
Everything.
Damien. We got a Reddit thing right here.
Show me. Oh, is it that Reddit you sent me?
It's a different one. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to end the podcast. I don't know when we will hop back on. Probably in April, like we said again.
Yeah.
Because podcasting is draining. I just wanted to do it because I haven't seen Davian in a minute.
Yeah, and I just wanted to do it. I was like, I need to hang out with CJ, my brother.
We'll see. Oh, let me read what he said. This is anonymous guy on Reddit. A few days ago, I was having a conversation with my best friend of 2 years, and I asked him a variety of questions. One being, if he settled for me. Oh, never mind. I said best friend. I guess boyfriend. But this is a men's Reddit. It says ask men. So why is she? Okay, whatever.
I was like, oh, wait, I'm confused now.
Because she put BF, you know that. So I thought best friend. Fuck.
Boyfriend.
Get off men's Reddit, lady. We don't want you on here. Anyway.
Yeah, that was stupid.
And I asked him a variety of questions. One being if he settled for me, and he said yeah. I asked if he settled because in his head I'm the best he can get, or if he really loves me. He went on to explain how he loves me, and settling in his case just meant he knows I'd be a good wife and mother to his kids, and basically fell in love with my potential. This is a good thing. I thought it was something else. Never mind, skip that.
That was horrible.
What do you secretly and quietly judge other people for?
Trying to be a follower and trying to copy and paste. You know, like, for example, like, we content creators, right? And then someone trying to copy how we talk or what we do in the same way. It's like, it ain't going to work like that.
Yeah. I'm going to say the question again for everybody. What do you secretly and quietly judge other people for? And then I'm going to read what they say. Their parenting or lack of their parenting. Interesting.
Parenting? I agree with that.
The way and how loud they are. Yeah. I see some other ones. Being oblivious to people trying to get around them as they block people just trying to get to where they need to go.
Ooh, definitely that one.
Not returning shopping carts to the corral.
What the fuck?
People who constantly have to show how much they know or how much of an expert everything. They are.
Ooh, I hate that.
Especially too. Without being asked. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Okay, being easily offended. I feel kind of bad when people come to me to complain about a person or situation, and all I can think about is how they're letting themselves get too upset. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wearing Crocs or pajamas outside, not understanding how belts work.
That's the weird.
Yeah, I never understood why these hood people, these hood rats.
I knew, you know, I thought that
sagging.
In my head.
Yep, you know they being sagging. It's like nobody wants to see you. Sag.
Nigga, I never said. Well, no, I never said.
Not you, I'm talking about people.
Oh, but I know the pajama. I was like, oh, you talking about a ratchet ass black girl with pajamas on at Walmart?
Terrible.
Oh, they be the most worst ones.
Their opinions on level and intellect. I have a problem with that above all else. I'm an unattractive person with a good body, so I get both sides, bad face, bad muscles, good. Wait, what is he talking about?
I don't know. I don't even fucking know, to be honest. It's like this shit.
But it's so shallow. What really counts is the quality of your thoughts. And if you are self-aware, self-expression, vocabulary, cracking jokes, comedy, timing, and your tone of voice is like an art form. I love to see masters at work. So how do you start from saying...
That shit sound weird. Sound like a psychopath.
You are... So he's calling himself an unattractive person with a good body. So bad face, bad muscles, good. Wait, what?
That shit sound gay as fuck.
I don't even know.
Gay. But nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. Shit sound gay. Super. And then, but it sound like, first sound like a suicide note at first. I'm like, what the fuck? And then just turn into some fetish.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
It sound like some, first it sounds suicidal, and then it just turned into some weird ass fetish. Like a narcissist or something. I don't know. Just weird.
There was more.
Thank God you ain't read more of that.
Now I'm switching to a different question.
Yeah, because that was just...
Here we go.
That was just weird.
Yeah, we can stop.